Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and children, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are here in Masjidul Fath. And it's basically a new masjid here in La Lucia, Durban, for our overseas listeners. And we are here on a theme of Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat e Madina Munawwara. So in today's talk, because we have very limited time, we will just focus on Makkah Mukarrama. If someone has to ask us, oh Haji, oh person who's going for Umrah, what is the meaning of Makkah? So Makkah Mukarramah has five different names enshrined in the Noble Quran. You see, when we are in South Africa or any other country, we all are Mr. Somebody. I'm Mr. Chairman, I'm Mr. Millionaire, I'm Mr. Billionaire, I'm Mr. Dollar Man and whatever. When we go to Makkah Mukarramah, Makkah to crush us, to break us, we are Mr. Nobody. Therefore, we're repeating Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. We repeat the Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the mightiest, the greatest, the best of the best. And me and you, we just have to look at our vices and sins. And we can't be great because wa khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. Human being is created so weak, so many sins. We can't even remember the million, billion, zillion sins we have committed. So understand that, you know, there Makkah, around Ramadan time, they had 3 million, 3.5 million people. You're performing tawaf, that person is a pauper, he'll trip you on your toes. And the pushing, jostling all goes on to crush our pride, to crush our arrogance and so forth. Second meaning, Bakkah. Whenever a person goes and first time you are going, oh Hujjaj Baitillah, we are honorable guest of Almighty Allah, Duyufur Rahman. So Bakkah, when you just see the Baitullah Kaaba Musharrafah, you will see the tears rolling down. Ya Allah, I committed so many vices and sins, but your grace, your mercy, your benevolence, you still extended this invitation to me. So how grateful should I be? Just study our Salaf Salih, our pious predecessors. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the illustrious son of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, 60 times he performed Hajj, 1,000 Umrahs, Ataqa Alfa Abdin wa Atamara Alfa Marra, and liberated 1,000 slaves. 1,000 Umrahs. Medina, Makkah, Makkah, Medina, up and down used to go. And remember 60 Hajj. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, who most of you follow in the jurisprudence in fiqh, 55 Hajj he performed. People asked him, oh Imam Sahib, you the big Imam, is compulsory for you to go every year? He said, no. Said, isn't it better you spend on the poor? He said, yes. But for me, there's one thing I see in the Quran Sharif, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. If you're going only solely for the love of Almighty Allah, you will witness and observe the nafa. You know, in Gujarati, Meman, Urdu, we use the word nafa. It's Arabic word, manafia. You will see the benefit accruing to you in this world and the year after. Therefore, I go everywhere. Peerani Peer Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawarallahu Marqadahu 50 Haji perform. And it's not like nowadays, 8 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours with them. So though 1 month's journey, in that heat, you have to walk, go on a camel, go on a donkey, go on the horse, whatever is available. So imagine that, what sacrifice. So Bakka to cry. Imam Saf was asked, Imam Abu Hanifa, when I see the Baytullah first time, which dua should I make? He said, make this dua. Ya Allah, this dua I'm making, accept this dua, and every subsequent dua I make after that, make me mustajabud dawat, a person whose duas are accepted. Just now I translated from the room there at the back, our Muazzin took me, I see a lot of rooms here, you see. So I told Muazzin, don't take me to the ladies' room, please. He said, just now, Damal, you know. So he said, hey, I'll take you to the boardroom of Mona Venker. I said, Subhanallah, you understand? So smart room, mashallah, Muazzin. So remember that. So that is Bakka. So we should be crying, begging Allah, make us mustajabud da'wah. Third one, you enter Makkah, sometimes you even forget what's the date or the day. Baladil Amin, a city of peace, tranquility, everything. Fourth one, Umm al-Qura, I'm in the plane, I'm in the train. Wherever I am, you must remember that. So I have to face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. How many a time we read Salat in the plane? Allah's help, Allah's mercy, when I speak about it, I become emotional and I cry. But Allah's help, we've been several times, but I used to always cry, Ya Allah, take me inside, Ya Allah. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ I want to go inside the Baytullah, Ya Rab. You are Qadir and Mutlak. You can take me inside. Lo and behold, it was 2011, 1st of Shaaban, Saturday. And my one brother from Malawi, Hafiz Faisal Qasim, he arranged it, and his father and myself. So that Friday night, I had nothing. Then after Maghrib, I saw my phone, 6 missed calls. So then I phoned that number. You know, the Saudis, they're a little bit zigzag also. They asked me, hey, Nanta, Ya Abdul Qadir, where are you? I said, I'm in the Haram. He said, come here quickly. So I went. He don't talk nothing. He tell me about the weather and speak out. He say, make dua. Now it's almost Isha Azan time. So I'm making dua and crying, Ya Allah, I need to go inside. So he's laughing. I'm crying and he's laughing. You know, he took out the bitaka. He took out the boarding pass for you all. And said, take whose? Take this is your bitaka to enter Baytullah. See, that is Allah. So what is inside the Baytullah? Now you're intrigued, right? So you must remember, if you go inside, first they take all the politicians, diplomats, and prime ministers, and we last in the surf, you know, we ordinary mortals and so forth. So anyway, you must remember that when they came and took me, then they said, okay, go by Rukne Yamani. So when I went there, I smiled actually. Because when I went first time 50 years ago and more, 1974, every round, you could touch Rukne Yamani, you could kiss Hajar Aswad in Ramadan. So you must remember. So it was, you could read Salat behind the Imam. So the crowds were very small. Then after how many years I put my hands there by Rukne Yamani, then they take me to Hajar Aswad. So I kissed it, I smiled. Now you brothers, you go first time, if you get chance, like you think is your wife, you just kiss anywhere, lungile. It don't work like that, you understand? Just get busy, right, left, a peck on the neck, and it don't work like that. You must remember that. So brothers, you must remember that the Karamita, they were a group of Shias. They knew their power is waning and so forth. They stole the Baytullah and ran away with it. 22 years plus, there was no Hajar Aswad by the Baytullah. You should know this. Therefore, if you get a good chance, opportunity, if you go on the first flights and so forth, and you're going to Makkah, you might see it. When the crowd is big, you can't. So now we are alone there. Now the guards are there, police are there, army are there. So there are 8 like pearls, because the Hajar Aswad was broken to pieces. So when you kiss, you must kiss one of that pearls. Then Hajar Aswad will have lahu lisanun yantiqu bihi. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go read the book by Sheikh Said Baghdash and Sheikh Owama son-in-law, and he wrote all this here, beautiful ahadith and the details, that the same Hajar Aswad tomorrow on day of Qiyamah will come and testify for you. ABC person Abdullah Abdul Qadir Amatullah came and kissed me. What Iman and Islam. I meet you, I met brother Mahmoud. Mahmoud Sheikh, huh? Yeah. So that's not a wrong name also. So I met him, first thing we shake hands. So brothers, listen now. Remember when you're in Ihram, You can't be kissing Hajrat Aswad. You can't be touching the Baytullah. They put ether perfume everywhere nowadays, you see. Out of ihram, and then you try and kiss Hajrat Aswad without causing harm. So how I shook hand with Brother Mahmood. So when you go, كَأَنَّهُ صَافَحَ يَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ, as though as, O person performing tawaf, O mu'tamir, O hujjaj, as though you're shaking the Mubarak hand of Almighty Allah Jalla. That is the wisdom. We start from there and perform the tawaf and so forth. There's so many things to discuss, you know. So nevertheless, so then it was a Saturday, so then I went inside. Now the person who's in charge, now you Durban brothers, you should know this much. The person in charge of the Zamzam, so anyway, maybe we want to hear something. I don't need, I thought maybe there is. So that you call Siqaya, the people in charge of the keys of the Baytullah, that you call, you must remember, that Sidana. You Durban guys, you'll know South Coast, you go Port Shepton, East Pingo Beach, you have the what? You must remember the Sardin run. So just remember Sardin. Seen, Alif, Dal, Noon. So the guy in charge of the Kaaba, Musharrafa, the keys of the Kaaba, his title is Sa'din. And subhanAllah, when I went in 2011, his name also was Abdul Qadir. Sheikh Abdul Qadir, you see that, from the Banu Shaiba family. Big fat guy, you see like that. So I saw him, but big crowd. I said, leave him, I'll meet him afterwards. And they put one big table. I don't know for him they put, because maybe the chair should break. I don't know. But I saw that. They put a big thing for him. Yeah, big guy, man, 200 kilos maybe. I'm 100 kilos, so you're double my size, you know. So I said, I'll meet him afterwards. I met him when I left. When I entered, I understand the directions of the Baytullah, the Kaaba, Musharrafa. Look here, brothers. This is your Hajar Aswad. This is your Ruqya Mani. That's the southern side of the Baytullah. You come opposite where Hatim is, Hijr Ismail, that's the northern side. Where the Kaaba Musharrafa's door is, so that is the eastern side. And that is the western wall. Okay? So you enter through the eastern side. So as soon as I took a turn, I found a place. It's the only place in the world that you can read Salat any direction. You make sajda there, he makes sajda here, another brother sajda here. As long as you're not bumping one another, it's okay, you see. But that Sheikh, one favor he did me when he gave me the card. Because he saw I was crying so much. He said, see, tomorrow, inshallah, you will go inside. On that card is written, خَمْسَ دَقَائِكْ فَقَدْ. Only 5 minutes he's going to give you. I said, how can we spend 5 minutes? It's a dream come true once in a lifetime. So I made up my mind, that I'm not going to accept. So he, that Sheikh, he did me a favor. He said, see, you must make long sujood. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, they won't trouble you. You read 2 rakat salat and you raise your hands, inside there they got police. They'll come, harrik, harrik, haji, move it up, and all. You know the police guys, they're everywhere also. Plus they plain clothes also. So that favor he did. Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence. I made intention that night because I was completing my Quran. Ya Allah, my last 10 surahs, I will read it fi jawfil Kaaba al-Musharrafa. I'll complete it inside the Baytullah. Allah's fadl. So I went inside and that was the eastern wall and I was just next to the golden door on the side. I read nicely my 2 rakat salat, long sujood, everything. That took 15, 16 minutes. Nobody troubled you, see that? Because you taught me the trick. You must make all your salat. Then, when I made salam, then I saw by the northern side that where the Hatim is, so this empty there, this gap. Empty meaning one person can gap in. So quickly, one Allah, but they don't trouble you then. So I just gapped in there and then. So I was crying all the time, obviously. It's too emotional, you know. And there's 3 pillars, there's tiles everywhere and so forth and so on. I didn't look on top, you know. Anyway, so another 10, 12 minutes, 10 minutes you can say. So 25 minutes I was inside the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa. And then I wanted to go to the third wall interception. FBI came, CIA came, Haji, 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 and they pulled you out, you see. So when I came out, now you can see the people, the army also now the getting less and less. Some brothers, they saw us coming out, you know. So they broke their tawaf. They say, "Hum andar to nahi ja sakte. We can't go inside. At least you went inside. Let us kiss you." I say, "Must kiss Hajar Aswad, bhai, don't kiss me." He said, "No, abhi mubarak ho," you see. So people are very emotional. So what I'm saying, the lesson I'm sharing this, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ When Allah showers a bounty on you, then you must mention it, but don't say it's you. It says Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. Never think that Almighty Allah will never accept our du'as. We must cry, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So now you come to Baytullah, now you're going to start your tawaf and so forth. One thing I want to make clear, brothers, today our intention also has become tainted, polluted. Remember that Allah alone knows what intention we go for. Some of us go for a holiday and a big jol and a party. Some of us go for a shopping spree. Some of us go, you understand, just to make money, buy stuff there and import, export. That should not be the intention. All that is secondary. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ Complete your hajj and umrah solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty. Now today they've got so many golf carts there, and you see more golf carts sometimes moving than people performing tawaf. Now you can't go in the golf cart unless you are very ill or you are very, very old. Now imagine you're going as Allah's guest. Allah let you walk. You say, no, I'm not going to walk, I will go in the golf cart. That tawaf is not valid. That umrah is not valid. When you can walk, if there's a special year, day I give the example in Makkah, there's a special by Dawood Mota. You know Dawood Mota. Bin Dawood, we just changed it Dawood Mota. So when there's a special by Dawood Mota, that shop is full, South Africans and others. Nobody's leg is paining, Kala's leg also is not paining, nothing is paining. But tawaf, they say, no, pet dukej, ne pak dukej, and thus it's painting. But in that crowd there, nothing painting. Yes, you are very old, you're very sick, you use the golf cart, then it's different. But if your mother, father is sick and you are well, you take them round, fine, but you must come back and re-perform your tawaf and read your two rakat salat and re-perform your sari. I push my mother-in-law who was blind. I push my beloved mother. So we did all that, and not on the ground, on top. You know how big that is. And then, but we were walking, and they were in the wheelchair. But now today is modern zamana, the Saudis. Everybody is in a wheelchair. Everybody is in a cart. So it's not permissible, but it's a serious issue. People just do what they want to. So be very careful. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, then follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, then you will become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. Regarding salat, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your salat as you see me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performing salat. Regarding your umrah and hajj, khudu anni manasikakum. All of you are going now. You're going for umrah, you're going for hajj. Read the books, mashallah. That how he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform hajj. I always say, don't make intention of 5-day hajj. Make intention of 6-day hajj. We should be there in Mina. What are you going to do in Azizia? We just kill time and waste time. And you see, our ladies also are guilty to a great extent. First day, Mina is packed with South Africans. You won't even find an extra mattress or extra pillow. My pillow, my mattress, all that. Then the ladies will go from little bit far. The place has jag room, you see. How the toilets like? Then they make their nose for you. And then say, hey, go juche. You are the guest of Allah. Allah brought you to Mina. And you utter words like this. Maybe Allah will never call you for hajj. Think properly, because we are spoiled. We have all the facilities. We are big shots, you know. We stay by Noor. We stay in Umslanga. We stay in Lalusha. We stay here and so forth. In the Sahil al-Bahar. So we want everything tip-top. Look at Gaza. Look at Gaza. There's no food. There's no nothing. And they're fighting. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You see, they are prepared to pay the people millions. Show us where the hostel is. Go to hell. Jutla, we don't show you anything. You come here, we put you away. So that is our iman. Don't be the spoiled brat when you go for hajj. Say, I am the guest of all, and don't come with the story, you paid the agent. The agent can't help him. Certain things they can't help. They can go tell the Saudis, change the facilities and so forth. And make shukr to what you got. If I tell you our Hajj and all that of those days and nowadays, in Muzdalifah there was no toilets properly. You go between the two buses and you close one parda, yet close, and suddenly you see something moving, you see. So all this type of thing. Say, what you talking in all little facilities and all this stuff? Just we went through all these type of things, yeah. So brothers, you must make shukr, don't go from. I got nothing to do with Saudi Arabia government, you all know my stance on that. But what I'm saying, that try and perform a quality Hajj, a quality Umrah, a quality Ziyarat. The non-Muslims, they phone and contact us. They say, we see on the TV, you'll go round and round the black cube, you know. For what you'll go round and round the black cube? Now you have to think out of the box, you know. You can't tell them the Quran says, well, yet the wafoo bil baitil atiq. You can't tell them about what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. They don't believe in them. For them, you have to give them a logical answer. So I said, Mr. Tom, Dick and Mary, now they have to make it evil, you know, even Stephen. So now, Tom, Dick and Harry, no more good now. Tom, Dick and Mary. So Tom, Dick and Mary, when your clothes are dirty, you place it in the washing machine. And then it spins and spins and spins, and it comes out white and clean. The Muslim, oh Haji, Hadith in Tirmidhi, من طاف بالبيت خمسين مرة وان طواف is 7 circuits, so 7 rounds, whosoever perform 50 tawaf, خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه, you will come out pure and clean from, you must remember, your vices and sins. Makkah, crash, Bakka, cry, Baladul Amin, the city of peace. And remember that Ummul Qura, the nucleus, the mother of all towns and cities. Therefore we face it, whether we're on the land and sand or whether we pray in the plain. You must pray your salat in the plain if you know you're going to miss salat. Remember that and you face Qibla. And then the last one, you go Dubai, you go London, you go New York, you go Russia. We've been to all these places with Allah, sir. Twice, thrice you go, you're fed up of it. Makkah, Allah gave it a magnet. Masaba, Ma'at. Maybe you don't even know the Arabic language and the heat is 40, 50 degrees, but yet you come back. Ya Allah, bar bar hazili nasib farmadi. Take me again and again and again. So that is the miracle of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. The best ibadah day is tawaf. So inshallah, try and make as many tawaf as possible. And then your days of Hajj, all that in the seminar will explain to you. And remember few places you should visit inshallah when you go there to Makkah. Today is Friday. It's very disappointing, my brothers. Wallahi, I'm here in this masjid and I'm telling you, it's very, very disappointing. When I used to take groups and now I don't go, you know, halat have changed and all that. Nobody has prohibited me, but just now they make my qurbani like Jamal Khashoggi, you know, so that is another story. So anyway, you must remember, brothers, that when we in Medina Munawwara, I tell them, okay, meet me this place here. You will see 50, 70, 100 brothers. Because just opposite the masjid is Baqi. I tell them, now today is Friday, meet me here. Yeah? We will go to Mu'alla. Not Mala, Mala. Mal means to be crazy, you understand? Mu'alla. Mu'alla means this, you must remember. If you know Makkah, Makkah is at the slope. Mu'alla, the upper region. And where your hotels are, your Hilton and Zamzam and all that, your posh hotels, that is Misfala. So it's like that, a slope. So Mu'alla, the upper region. Like that. So each day, sometimes they open the whole thing. You can go right on top, you must remember. Where Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. So we've been right with Allah's help. Sometimes they close it also. But anyway, so brothers, sisters, remember that you the women, you must encourage your men. Once at least in your stay in Makkah, and more so on a Friday, من زار قبر أبويه أو أحدهما يوم الجمعة غفر له وكتب بارا. Hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat. Who visit the grave of both his parents or one of them on a Friday, you are considered, you forgiven and considered a pious son. Our mother, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, is buried there. She is the first person to embrace Islam. She gave all her wealth to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's the mother of 6 children. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique. No one can take her place. But this ummah cannot go read one fatiha. Cannot go make one dua. Say, no, it's too far. I can't walk. I say, come, we'll go to taxi. Brothers, is an indictment upon us. We in Makkah and we never went to our mother's grave, Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra. So make sure those of you who are going, you visit the grave, inshallah. For women, not for Muslim. Second place you should visit, when you go out of Makkah, then 20 kilos, 15 kilos, is a place called Hunayn. So there the battle took place in this month, 10th of Shawwal, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, after Fatih Makkah. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba won the battle. Initially there were difficulty, then Allah Ta'ala gave them victory. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَا كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنَ. Most people don't even know where it is. So go visit Hunayn. From Hunayn, then you go another 10 kilos, 15 kilos, Jirana. Jirana has wonderful facilities. Those of you who are going first plane, second plane, third plane, beginning of Zulqa'dah, so remember from Medina you will come perform your Umrah. And try and perform another Umrah if you can, and go to Jirana. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 30 kilos from Makkah. And you go there, wonderful facilities, and then you perform a Nafil Umrah for the behalf of the whole Ummah and whoever is permissible, don't worry. And in that way there, you will imitate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, the best place if you are in Makkah and you want to perform Umrah is go to Jirana. Most people go to Tan'im, Masjid Aisha, because it's convenient and near and so forth. Last one, my brothers, hadith in Ibn Majah, that drink a lot of zamzam. Zamzam, zamzam, zamzam. Why? Then Allah will give you such knowledge. Quickly, I give you, I have 2 minutes left. You understand? 1 minute left. Al-Imam Shafi was born in Gaza. Make special dua for Gaza. Then he came to Makkah. Young boy, 2.5 years old, 3 years old. Every day drinking zamzam. His first teacher, African teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. At the age of 7, he became Hafiz by him. At the age of 10, he bahadat Wal Muatta Imam Malik. At the age of 13, his African teacher, Omar Muhammad bin Idris, you can start teaching the people here, teach them about Hajj, Quran, Hajj. At the age of 13, kana yudarrisu fil haram al makki. He's an ustad in the haram sharif. At the age of 15, he just becomes baligh. His African teacher tells him, oh Shafi'i, I give you permission verbally, you can issue fatawa. When we ask Imam Shafi, we never met him, we read his books. He says, I have to drink zamzam, I have to drink zamzam, and say, Allahumma zuqni ilman wafira. Give me profound, profound knowledge, Ya Allah. So drink a lot of zamzam. Your wife talk too much, give her a little bit of zamzam also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى لكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى لدفء المكائد إلا هو وما مراد العاشقين في الدارين إلا هو وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو والناس كلهم فقراء لا غني إلا هو لا واجد ولا ماجد إلا هو لا خالق ولا ناصر إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو، يوسف في قعر البير حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. معاشر المسلمين، اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة، ولذتها فانية، وحاصلها فوت، وآخرها موت. قال عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. إخواني، البدن ضعيف ضعيف، والسفر طويل طويل، والبحر عميق عميق، والزاد قليل قليل، والصراط دقيق دقيق، والنار حريق حريق، وتقول النار هل من مزيد، وتقول الجنة وعدي وعدي، ويقول كل ملك مقرب ونبي مرسل يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول آدم صفي الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول نوح نجي الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول إسماعيل ذبيح الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول حبيبنا وشفيعنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة: أمتي أمتي، ويقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة: عبادي عبادي، لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلام دائمين وتلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بال اليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين. اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين الملعونين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straighten the sufu, brothers, and inshallah switch off all the cell phones, please. What's up? Hey.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر أكبر. سبحان الله الرحمن. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر.
سبحان الله.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. صلاة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم ربنا أرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.